Great. I get to add my voice to the welcome. And just a pure joy that I'm feeling right now, just in knowing we're holding each other in this space. That for whatever reason, we were compelled to show up here and be together. We responded to this call to awakening the compassionate heart. And I look forward to joining you in that journey, in that inquiry, and having us hold this space together for the well-being of our journey and for the journey of all beings. And it seems to me that when we show up to retreat like this, where we don't leave our forms at home, we kind of show up in these bodies. And it's useful as we share space together to have our container be in a way that supports our practice. So I'd like to speak briefly about the precepts that can hold us together as we explore who we are and how to be more present in this moment. The five precepts are considered ethical practices, part of the Sila tripod, or a threefold practice of Sila, Samadhi, and Prajna, which is virtue, mindfulness, and wisdom. So the precepts are ways to help us have a kind of a code of togetherness or a code of belonging as we go through this 5 days. And it's a commitment to us being together in a way that protects us. We need a certain kind of awareness and tenderness as we go through our work, our journey together. So I'll offer them for your consideration and ask you to think about what it means to you to hold these precepts, these codes of conduct. Can consider them like an ethical compass as a way of guiding us, our awareness through the 5 days. The first precept is, I undertake a rule of training to refrain from hurting living beings. And the first thing I want to mention is that these are training precepts, meaning that they're practices, they're things that we can be reminded of and refer to again and again. So the training of abstaining from hurting living beings is simply that we become aware to the degrees that we can of not harming any living being, any form of harshness, or that impulse that we can have sometimes to swat the fly or to kill the ant or to, you know, even the thoughts we might have about each other and the harshness we might have towards ourselves are subtle ways of harm that we can become aware of and soften around and return to the breath and just kind of interrupt that habituation through this awareness. So not causing harm. Sometimes harm can be as subtle as looking at someone or just an aggressive impulse we might have, or a judgment we might have about something not quite going our way. So we want to consider taking this training rule of not hurting or not killing or not causing harm throughout this retreat and throughout your life. The second precept is I undertake a rule of training to abstain from taking what is not offered. Taking what is not offered can sometimes be a simple thing just kind of picking up something that, like the, you know, the pillows or the blanket in the back. It could be very innocent, but before we know it, we haven't given it a second thought. Taking what's not offered could be the food, taking food that maybe hasn't been offered to you, or anything. I remember being on a retreat once and someone moved my hat. And, you know, there was a mini war that went on in my head about someone moving my stuff. It was a great moment of practice. But, you know, sometimes it happens, and we're very tender when we are surrendering into the space of retreat, and it's easy to feel, you know, interference or a sense of violation that can be harming for people. So just to notice just the sensitivity when you are in this space together of not taking what is not offered. The third precept is, I undertake a rule of training to abstain from sensual misconduct. I've heard this referred to as sexual misconduct, but I've also heard it referred to as sensual misconduct, relating to more of our five senses and the impulse to run with them. So it could be the sense of our eyes, where we lock in on something and we want more of it. We're often running. It could be tasting the food and wanting more of it and running with that. It could be the fantasy of meeting someone and marrying them and having the baby and the white fence all in the course of a five-day retreat, just kind of running with it. We've all, maybe not all of you, but I've certainly had those experiences of sensual misconduct, of kind of running with the sense gates without putting some awareness on what's happening. So sensual misconduct, and that certainly includes sexual misconduct. And the fourth precept is, I undertake a rule of training to abstain from false speech. False speech being what we do when we are judging other people, even in our head. We might be silent, but the mind never stops talking. The mind never stops being busy with some obsession. So there's the projections and the obsessions and the criticisms and the possessions. It's just endless what we could do if we're not kind of committing to not keeping that in check. Another thing that can happen on retreats is that there could be obsessive note-taking, or leaving a note for the teacher, or writing a note to someone else. And it's useful to just notice the impulse to do that, and to know that we're sharing space here, and that something else could happen in the absence of not going there, not following the knee-jerk reaction. So it's an invitation to practice and see what happens if we can put our thoughts and our inner speech in check, and just notice our habituation with our speech. And the fifth precept is, I undertake a rule of training to abstain from drinking and drugs. And this precept is really referring to not doing anything that interferes with the first four, that would interfere with the first four precepts. So it's a way of not being in a place of altering your state, because our point here is to be awake in truth together to the degree that we can. And this is not a request that, or I'm not suggesting that you not take your prescription medication. I think you're wise and you know what you need to take. But it's an invitation to consider, you know, what can I not do to ensure that I can be as awake and present as possible. So we invite you to consider taking these precepts as a form of protection for our collective space, our way of caring for each other in the silence, and our way of collectively knowing that we are in this care container together as we open our hearts and surrender to the present moment, and all of that awakens, all that awakens within us. So I thank you for your attention.